Freedom, March, Saturday 24th of July 2021. The worlds of sport and politics were rocked to their foundations this Saturday morning as England men's senior able-bodied football team manager, Gareth Southgate, appeared at the top of every news bulletin announcing, "Get your freedom back!" Is the Freedom March media embargo over? Is Gareth a puffin? No. Are the powers that be stealing the Freedom Rally's battle cry and hijacking their brand? Yes. In yet another hostage-style video, where high-profile celebrities are forced to say all kinds of things they probably don't believe, the England Supremo went on to explain to citizens that they can get their freedom back by taking a COVID jab. In reality, the media silence over the monthly Freedom Marches continues. The only mainstream media publication that this correspondent has been able to find that has published an article in anticipation of today's events is The Independent. That's the Santa Barbara Independent who, from 6,000 miles away, tells us about the London and Birmingham worldwide rallies for freedom while our own controlled mainstream media, including GB News, doesn't. Concerned citizens are taking part today in over 400 other rallies for freedom in countries as diverse as Argentina, Australia, Canada, Denmark, England, France, Germany, Israel, Lebanon, New Zealand, Scotland, Switzerland, and Uruguay. Although the reasons for attending will range across a spectrum of anti-authoritarian concerns, in terms of medical liberty and ensuring informed consent, five key issues are being protested. Mandated experimental vaccines. Vaccination passports. Mask requirements, including children in schools. Vaccinating children. Future lockdowns. Puffins will be marching in London. Look out for them below the line and in the featured comment ruptly. Fingers crossed. Livestream broadcast of the march. In an exciting new development, Puffins will also be marching in Birmingham, be marching in Birmingham. In the words of our fellow libertarians from Stand Up Santa Barbara. For a few moments, imagine living in a world where we are free to choose how to take care of our health. Imagine sending your kids to school and masks are not required. Imagine no one asks you whether you have been injected or not. Imagine that your health is your personal, private business and no one else's, including the government's. This can be our reality. We know it is possible. That's what each one of us wants to create. Be free to choose. Be free to choose. Copyright 2021, always worth saying.